First came to Manchester actually in 61, but didn't stay. Went back to Ireland for a while and then came back to Manchester in maybe 65, 66, at which point I had three children and was on the run from their father, basically, my husband. Interestingly, I came to Manchester. His family lived here and his mother lived here and came to her for support. She was absolutely brilliant. Couldn't have ever had a better mother-in-law, but also just a friend, you know, she was good. I first got elected into council, really with my arm tied behind my back, if I'm being honest, in 97 to cover for somebody who was being a councillor in Hume, and then his family moved lock, stock and barrel to London. So it left us a councillor short for the ward, and the party asked me to do it for a year. So I said I would. And I've been doing it for 13 years now. I got involved with politics in the broader sense, I suppose, or in the specific sense, really, around the women's liberation movement in the 70s, and developed quite a passion, really, for the broad scope of equality issues and anti-discrimination stuff. You know, got involved in the anti-apartheid movement in the UK and got involved in anti-fascist groups. And so all those things kind of came around about the same time. I did join the Labour Party when I was 17 and was at various levels active in the Labour Party, depending on where the Labour Party were with my current campaign, I suppose, in a way. Of course, in London in the 70s, the Labour Party wasn't very progressive, really. During the 80s, I think the Labour Party started to pick up on, certainly in Manchester, the Labour Party started to pick up on the broader issues of equality. And I still wasn't a member of the council, but I was an active member of the Labour Party. And I suppose it was around the equality agenda that I first got involved with Manchester City Council as community rep, when they started to consult with the city on equality, basically. Over a period of 18 months, 2 years, I must have gone to maybe 100 community meetings across the city with City Council officers and sometimes with politicians, just discussing equality and inequality, really, with community groups. Lesbians worked with lesbian issues back then in terms of the policy, and gay men worked with gay men's issues. That doesn't mean we didn't talk to each other. We did quite a lot, actually. The important thing at the time was to develop a document that would then inform a staff team. There were gay men's workers, lesbian workers, women's workers, disability rights workers, and black and ethnic minority workers. And the unit worked reasonably well, I suppose, for about 7 or 8 years. Maybe in the fifth or sixth year, it started to try to work with departments of the council in terms of mainstreaming the equality agenda. And I have to say, we're still trying to mainstream the equality agenda. There's still a lot of people who don't get it or don't grasp the importance of it, really, 25 years later. That's still an ongoing piece of work, as far as I'm concerned. I was involved in lesbian and gay politics on the streets as long as I've been involved in women's politics, really. And, you know, sometimes the dividing line between those has been quite thin. When I realised that Manchester was kind of the home of revolutionary LGBT politics was when we had the Never Going Underground March, 86, 87, in response to the Tories' Local Government Act around not teaching gay politics to children, as if anyone teaches politics to children most of the time anyway. That's what put Manchester on the map, I suppose, in terms of the LGBT struggle. But that's kind of the year that I kind of started. I hooked up with people like Paul Fairweather, who I now work with on the council, and Ian Wilmot, Pat Kearney, and you'll have noticed that I mentioned three men first. Because again, I think that in spite of that amazing turnout, the lesbian network was quite divisive, is the best word I can put on it. I mean, there were battles. There was the Sydney Street Centre, for example, which was set up as a lesbian and gay centre initially. Men and women were supposed to share the use of it for all sorts of things, including social events. And it was just a battleground, you know, it didn't work at all. And eventually women moved out. It might have been in the early 90s, actually. It was in the early 90s. There was money on the table for a lesbian centre to be built somewhere in Manchester. And we lost the money because we couldn't agree where it should be built, you know. We scream about the gay men get their own way, but at least they made decisions together. But somehow we just couldn't, we just didn't, you know. I always felt sad about that because on the one hand we were complaining we didn't have our own space. On the other hand, when we had the opportunity to do it, we couldn't find a way to cut the crap. There's several gay men on the council. I'd really like to see some more lesbians getting involved in that level of the politics, really, because if they don't, I just fear that the day will come when it will all become very invisible again.